This hour of the show is brought to you by Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans.
You're listening to The Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for listening. Jeff Horovitz here. Happy to be here with you today. Angela joins me for this hour. Busy program as usual. I guess Trump Watch is supposed to be at 4:30 here, but I'm not like sitting there in the street with the cameras and the, you know, people that just sit there and watch. And all the mugshots have been coming out, though, of all the co-defendants. So I assume they'll have the mugshot on Trump. That's what they want.
But at that point, you know, if we all know it's going to happen, then it's like, it's kind of anticlimactic at that point.
Yeah.
You know, you watch him walk in. You watch him walk out. It's done.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna have cameras in there. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's just. I think America's getting sick of the continued drama from these people. But they'll keep it going. We've got Senator Wendy Rogers in hour two of the program, so I hope you'll stick around for that. I'm looking forward to talking to Senator Rogers. A lot of things going on nationally, of course, but then, of course, state of Arizona.
So yeah, it seems like she hasn't been on in a while, right?
She's a couple months. She comes on a lot. So
no, I know. I'm just saying. It's been a little while.
Yeah. Well, they got out of session finally, like in July. So hopefully, she took a little bit of time off, you know,
because
before you know it, that session will begin once again. So we'll see. So yeah, Senator Rogers will join us, and I want to hit on, we're on Trump Watch, but I mean, I want to hit on the GOP debate last night. We've got some listener comments, and then there's a big Arizona Supreme Court case pending. They just mentioned yesterday that the Supreme Court is going to hear the 1864 abortion law. Are you familiar with that one? So
know that they thought that was in effect, and then they said that the law they did later on superseded the old one.
Yeah, so that's kind of the 1864 law. And I just lost it. The 1864, it's like a straight out abortion ban. That's been on the books since before Arizona became
but
a
then
state.
After, then they then passed, they did the 15
the legislature week. Passed a 15-week ban right after Roe v. Wade finally got canned. And that's a 15-week ban that the legislature did. And a lot of people were saying, well, no, this trumps that one.
Right.
But there's people arguing that the 1864 ones, it should be in place. So we'll talk about that a bit as well. And I want your comments too. I've got a couple of listener comments on education and on the GOP debate last night. talkwithjeff@icloud.com. That's talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Always appreciate all of those comments. But let's switch to the GOP debate. Okay. I mean, fess up here first. I did not watch all of it or most of it. Or even a good percentage of it, I guess, would be fair if I'm being completely honest.
Zero.
You watched zero.
Well, it's like family dinner night on Wednesdays, and I'm busy. So I just didn't happen last night.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened last night for me. We did the show, and then we went into like overtime, did like a third hour of the show and did some pre-recording stuff with Glenn Least and Mark Howitz to talk about ESGs. And then it got really, we went a long time and started talking about
it. I know, I didn't see you until 6:30, I think. And then we had dinner and was it.
We started talking about, and this is going to hit tomorrow, although I think you can probably see it on Rumble first. I started that Rumble account, and that's where the debate was too. It's Fox News and Rumble has it. Rumble has the full debate up there. It's like the top post. I opened a Rumble account yesterday, and I'm actually so far happy that I did it. So even if you're not on Rumble, it's like YouTube, but there's a lot more conservative stuff on there. And it's pretty easy to use, and I've already gotten more views. Not a lot yet, because we only have a couple followers. So open up an account, follow us there, and I think we're going to get a lot more views on Rumble, because I got more views on yesterday's video than I did on YouTube. YouTube, I have to beg to get the thing showed. So it might be a good thing. But anyways, on Rumble and the debate I'm talking about. And we did the show yesterday, and we're just kind of, we just kept kind of going on, and we got into the, you know, EV myth. We got into how getting rid of oil is going to devastate the world. You know, these people don't even think these things through. We got into some Roman history and comparing it to America today, Federal Reserve, inflation, and all that. So well worth watching, and then I'll air it on a future show here for all the FM listeners. But anyway, we're going a long time, and then I was like, okay, we get done. I eat dinner, and I was going to watch it on Rumble and just kind of watch it back. And I finally did start watching, and I was like, you know, haven't I seen this movie before? I mean, haven't...
It, seems, it feels like it's on repeat every time. Ugh. Just different cast.
Yeah, same slightly talking different points. Cast. I mean, I guess the only one up there that's like back for the like third tour would be Boss Tweed there, Chris Christie. You know, it was no... I guess unless you got into a contested convention or something, they put in someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's possible. I mean, let's play this out. So you got... okay, you got the eight up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the names? You got the names? You remember the names?
I know the names.
You know the names? Okay, shout out the names then, because it saves me from looking.
Well, you got DeSantis.
Yes, DeSantis. You
got, Nikki Haley.
Okay.
You got Ramaswamy.
Yes.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott, who's a senator, 10-year senator.
Yeah. Christie, like you already said.
Yeah, former governor of New Jersey.
Hutchinson.
Okay. Come on, you promised me eight, and I can't find a list.
What is that, six?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. You can't even name them. Here's the problem.
Well, yeah. I didn't watch it, so.
No.
But I didn't even, yeah.
But you're in tune. You can't even name, you have a hard time even naming these people.
Right? I really don't know the others. Are you sure there was eight?
Yeah, there was eight. That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what I was saying yesterday on the program is nobody's going to remember this debate. And if you look at. Well, according to Trump's tweet, you know, he said that 200, I haven't looked at the numbers on Tucker Carlson's Twitter interview or X or whatever the heck they're calling that now. I think that's lame. Anyway, he said 200 million people, 200 million views. So that could mean a lot of things, you know. Mm-hmm. 200 million plus views as of earlier today on
that's
the interview.
That's according to Trump?
That Carlson and Tucker Carlson and Trump did. Okay, so maybe it's 100 million. Yeah, I mean,
he tends to embellish just a little bit.
So anything is possible. But the point is I don't think a lot of people watched it. I mean, I just don't think it's, I watch these guys and I'm like, here's what I, okay, I start watching it, right? And maybe you watch it. You email me your thoughts, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And I'm like, I don't know, it's like T-ball. You know, it's like, I went to see a major league game. And it's like, I had a choice to go see the major league game or the, maybe not T-ball, but like, it's like middle school, you know, baseball game, right?
Yeah.
Get the words out. Yeah. Little league. Yeah, not even middle school.
Is, yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, I think DeSantis has done good in Florida. I think he has. I think he's...
Oh, yeah, he's got a good record for sure.
And he'd probably be a good president. And the others, maybe Ramaswamy. He seems... He has no experience.
He's pretty young. So
yeah,
then
you just don't know.
I mean, neither did Trump, in fairness.
Yeah, but Trump was a street brawler, man.
He was in business a long time. So I mean, he had a record of sorts. I mean, so did Ramaswamy, I guess. He's been in business and stuff.
He's 38 years old. So I just don't know. And I don't know if I'm willing to take that chance just yet.
Yeah.
And the others, you're like, yeah, just like, yeah, you know. I just watch it, and I'm like, I've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
And it's just the same thing every time. And, you know, we're putting these people up. They all promise stuff in 30-second clips or minute clips. Fox News gets all excited when they have a little scuffle, and Pence gets a little, you know, worked up there. And yeah, it's just...
Oh, Pence. I forgot about Pence.
See, you forgot about Pence.
That's who it was.
Yeah. So, okay. Sorry I can't play the clips. I'd play the clips, but this was the dumbest... decision at Fox News is making some really, really dumb decisions. As a talk show, I can't play the clips.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous. So they said you could play like 3 minutes of clips, like total or something. I didn't even look into it because I was just like, that's just stupid. Or maybe 3 minutes max. I mean, the thing was like 2 hours long, right? And I'm thinking like, this is a debate of national interest, kind of, if you're interested, which apparently a lot of people weren't. Right. And so Fox News says, oh, you can't play more than 3 minutes. But if you do, you need to make sure that it's scrubbed from your podcast and every other digital source, the archives, basically, for like a week later. It's like, no, nobody's going to do that. It's too complicated.
Yeah,
it's hard enough for me to keep up on stuff as it is. this is just a dumb business decision, because I could be sitting here saying, okay, here's Tim Scott on Fox News debate, clip two. And then we could go through them all, right? Yeah. And Fox News. And you would get CNN would be playing and MSN, you know, all of them. They'd all be mentioning Fox News. Mm-hmm. It's like, so I'm going to Fox News' website today and they just keep doing blurbs about, oh, watch this heated exchange. And it's just like, nah, come on. Nobody cares. Are you even getting any traffic off of this thing? You know, it's just dumb. It's just not, it's like, the world don't work like that. They're like, it's like they went back to the three networks or something. They think that it's the 1980s or 70s or something. Yeah. So whatever. So I nobody's playing any clips. You know, Trump will be getting mugshotted here pretty soon, and people be onto that, and they're watching his Tucker, which I will. I plan on watching it actually. I'll watch Tucker Carlson's interview. Yeah.
I'll add to that.
No, it's already on. He launched it right when the debate hit. Yeah. Right, I mean, it got like 30 million, 80 million hits, like by the time Fox News was done doinking around, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're all in there. They're cheering. They got their little squads and the eight, you know, the supporters and stuff. And you're just like, these are just promises. These are empty. I don't think this can be fixed in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think. I don't think that. Okay, let me step this back a little. Trump may be able to do it. And I know you're not a big Trump supporter.
Well,
you can admit it to everyone.
I wish he wasn't in the running.
Okay,
right
then
now.
Who do you vote for?
I'd probably go for DeSantis if I had to pick one. Well, if Trump is on the ballot,
you're gonna vote for him.
I'm gonna vote for him. Yeah, yeah. But I kind of wish that all the drama and everything was just gone. Okay. I
think a lot of people probably feel that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I just look at this and I say, I don't think any president on the Democrat side, you're going to get the same old big deep state, big government stuff. But on the Republican side, you're going to get that too, even with Trump. Mm-hmm. But maybe he's so pissed off that he's going to go in there with his firing list. I mean,
and totally
he's gonna clean house. I think that this is one of our last chance, but that also scares me, because that smacks of, and we were talking about this yesterday, Glenn Leist and Mark Howard, about comparisons to Roman times. Eventually they had a consul, right, in Rome, so the senators would elect a consul and a censor, actually, but a consul, which would be kind of like, picture that as like your president of the Senate almost, but they really were like the executive. They were in charge. And eventually it was Caesar that was like, okay, he's got all the troops, right? So you're going to pick me and I'm going to be consul for, I think it was 10 years. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the 10 years, he's getting close. He's like, well, it's going to be for life now, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's when they stabbed him to death. And then of course that led to an emperor, because everybody wanted a strong man. So what I'm saying is, for me, even to say, I think Trump's the only one can do it, is a sign of defeat and problems, because then we're relying on a strong man to go wipe it out.
Do it, right.
You know, it's scary.
So for me, you're saying, you know, you think that Trump could go in there and clean house and do all this stuff.
Maybe.
But that's assuming that he wins in the end. Well, yeah, my fear is that he might get through the primary, but then doesn't win the general. And I just think that possibly a different choice in the primary could change the outcome in the general.
You're probably right. I mean,
I think that's where my hesitation with Trump lies, is more in the getting.
You don't think he can win?
I don't think he can.
Yeah, and I think that the chances are problematic for him. Up against Biden, no, Biden is so bad. He's not all there. But I'm not convinced Biden's going to be the guy in the end.
No, I don't know about that either.
I think they're sticking with him because he's a weak president
as
it is.
Well, for now, they're just going
to
say him.
Because he needs to be strong and as long as he can, if that's even a word you can associate with him.
They'll change later.
If he says, I'm not running, then he's a really weak, lame duck president, and then it's just done. So
they're going to act like he's running, and then probably pull a bait and switch type of thing later. Yeah.
Get to the convention even and say, okay, thank you, everyone, but I want you to pick, you name it. And I don't know who that is, Gavin Newsom or
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, okay, and that's my question. Okay, here's a listener question. Or comment, just a quick one that came in on talkwithjeff.com. After watching last night's debate, it's clear we won't have our first woman president. This person's referring to Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley?
Yeah, okay. She's just, okay, come on. Well,
I just didn't think she did a good job as governor in South Carolina. She's backing Disney and stuff like that,
This is Nikki.
Maybe not Disney, but the Disney-esque type.
So with this listener comment, I'm like, Yeah, probably not. But then I think, well, what about, what if they pull one out, you know, Democrats? What if it's like Michelle Obama?
What if Hillary Clinton's back in the running?
Oh, the Hillary, Hurricane Hillary.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
Well, they might have to find someone in the bench because, you know, they'll make the, of course, they'll act like they just came out with this, but the plans are already underway.
Oh, yeah, maybe. They know what they're.
Yeah. But what if it's like a Michelle Obama? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's hard to beat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Very hard to beat. Even Hillary Clinton would be tough. Unless if it's Trump, yeah, you might be right. If it's Trump versus Biden, I think Trump has a real shot.
Maybe, because but Biden's so bad. I mean, we all thought that last time, and so many people went and voted for Biden that you can't figure out why they would do such a thing, and they did. I think those voters that went for Biden last time, what are they? You think they're going to switch to Trump all now? All of a sudden?
Yeah, there might be some independents that
I don't think enough.
Just, yeah.
I mean, you're talking millions.
I don't know. But anyway, that's what, so if it's Biden, Trump, so you might be right. I mean, yeah, if you put up a DeSantis, let's look at this field, those eight there. I mean, you're looking at this DeSantis, Ramaswamy, who will probably fade. I've seen this before. I've seen this movie. You get these upstarts that kind of pop up in the polls for about 3 to 5 weeks, and then they kind of collapse. And I that's probably what's going to happen with him, just judging by history, what's happened in the past. Mm-hmm. DeSantis has some oomph behind him because, you know, he's been in this a while.
He has his record.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like that record.
But the GOP might look at it or the RNC, I should say, that they might look at it and say, well, you know, all these guys did bad. We're gonna get behind like Christie or something. And to me, I'm just like, okay, I might as well just stay home. Mm-hmm. You know, because I know what Christie's gonna be.
Yeah,
I already know what's gonna happen with that kind of Rhino-esque, Bush-esque type of presidency.
Yeah. Romney,
it's same thing. Yeah. Doesn't fix the country. Mm-hmm. And so I see very narrowing avenues where there's any hope from DC.
Right.
Cause even if we put him, remember that interview I did here, like 2 days ago, and it's up on Rumble, Eli Crane, you should watch that interview. Talkwithjeff.com. The video is actually posted right on the website and it's connected to Rumble there. And then subscribe or follow, whatever they do there. Eli Crane was like, this is a mess. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the interview yet?
Yeah, I did.
It's a mess. And his words were quite shaking. How he was saying how bad it actually is. Well, and that's on air.
He's new to this. And so his perspective is fresh. Like, I mean, anyone else has been in there for years, decades, lots of terms. Yeah. They're just like, they don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah,
I mean, they might know how bad it is, but it's not as shocking as when you first get in there, probably. There.
It's like you live in, you go to a neighborhood that's getting gunshots all the time. The first night you're going to notice after 10 years.
That's what I mean.
You're like, you don't even wake up at night.
So then you're like, this is just normal. But for Eli Crane, who just, you know, this is his first term.
He's like,
his
whoa,
first year. Whoa. He's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, folks. I tell it how it is, how I see it, and I see it as that GOP debate is a big snooze fest. I see Fox News as doing dumb things. I see the RNC as being dumb for even agreeing to what Fox News did. It's like, oh, we can't play, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
Why are you even going on Fox News? Why don't you just, I don't know if there's monetary, you know, for the commercials and stuff, back to the, you know, RNC or DNC from the stations. Probably is, right? Is it like the Super Bowl where you get some money back? I don't know. But I don't think that's worth it. Just do your own thing. Stay.
Why didn't they just broadcast their own thing and sell it to?
Yeah, I don't get that. They keep doing the same dumb things. All right, love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Because of all these things, I always like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver. Angela takes it. She goes a couple miles away. She buries it in an undisclosed location
that only I know about.
That only she knows about. And there's going to be this great treasure hunt someday.
Yeah, I have a map. I have a map. Map is in a different
location.
It's going
to take us years. We're going to be out there at metal detectors. I like to own a little bit of physical gold and silver, and I like to buy it from my good friends at Desert Gold Exchange. Great company, keeps the overhead low. They pass the savings on to you. Spot price is spot price. It's those fees and commissions that really get you. I want you to put them to the challenge. I think you're going to agree with me that their prices are great on physical gold and silver. They get it delivered quick. And like I said, lowest price out there, lowest commissions guaranteed. Call Desert Gold Exchange. Please mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. You can get a free investor's kit. Plus, I really appreciate when you all mention the show whenever you work with our sponsors, because they keep us on air, and you keep us on air. So I appreciate that. Desert Gold Exchange, 888 855-852-4343. That's Desert Gold Exchange at 888-852-4343.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
If you get a rock chip in your windshield, you know, that's when the rock comes up from the road and it causes that indention, that chip out of the shield before it starts spreading. Don't let it spread because then you're going to need a whole new windshield. I want you to call Diamond Auto Glass first. Don't call your insurance company. Don't make a claim because most of these places, they're running it through a nationwide glass shop. They're letting them answer their phones. And of course, that's where they're going to send you. And that may cause delays and may take a lot longer to replace your windshield. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Right on 4th Street in Flagstaff, repairing a chip will stop it from spreading. It's going to save you from a costly windshield replacement. Done that before. We got a rock chip when we were pretty far away from Flagstaff on one of our big road trips. And by the time we got back to Flagstaff, it was pretty much, you know, spider-webbed all across. Diamond Auto Glass got us a whole new windshield, though. And by the way, now if I get a rock chip in my windshield, and this will pertain to you as well, you have coverage. You have chip repair warranty going forward. No appointment needed. Just stop on by. Most repairs take about 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140 or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horowitz Show.
Two things here real quick. I don't have a problem with the woman president, first of all. Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley's just not the one. Mm-hmm. I don't think things will be much different under a woman president either, though. Everybody says, I elect all the women and everything will be so much better. Same. There's been plenty of women presidents around the world, and it's just as crappy. It's the same. Everything's just gotten too big. Look, I don't want to be so pessimistic that you leave here thinking, I'm not leaving yet, but just maybe you tune out because I'm like being pessimistic about the hope in Washington, D.C. It's just if you've been around this for a while, you probably agree with me that, you know, you can't really fix this in Washington, D.C. There is solutions. We talked about it a bit yesterday on the program. There are hard solutions, though, and that's shrinking the size of government, getting things really small, but that probably takes great calamity to get that. So my solution is to be prepared as a family and to be involved in your community, to really focus on your local politics, your local government, and your state governments, because I think that's where you can have the best shot, although of changing things. But the shot it's getting harder and harder because as the feds get stronger and stronger.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you focus too much on that and you let that go back in D.C.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I know.
Then.
But you got to get good people. Like, I guess where I'm going, you got to get good people in your legislatures and stuff that can really stand up to it. Attorney generals that really push back, bring the lawsuits. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
But the avenues we have to fix that. I know you're like, okay, but Jeff, you got to elect the people to Congress. You got to get the Republicans to get the Senate and this and that. But I seen that movie too, and I don't know. Are we not holding them? Feet to the fire?
I think the solution is term limits, and that would be the best thing ever.
That's what we,
because then they're not always worried about re-election, and they're not in there for 50 years and out of touch and to the point where they don't really care anymore, and it's all about their interests. And
that's how the states could help. The states could get together, enough states get together to force a constitutional amendment.
You wouldn't have Biden in there for the last 60 years.
Yeah. Or 50 years. It is, I agree with you. And I know I used to be one of them. I know there's some of you out there say, we're the term limits. No, you're not. You don't
it
have
never
enough
happens,
power.
Though.
You don't
it
have enough power.
Doesn't.
They're beholden to the big donors. And they show up once in a while at your little community meeting, but it's press release stuff. You know, I'm sorry to say, I think Angela's right.
Term limits is a big key. The older one, the longer term ones just get so entrenched in that. Oh, and then they have so much power. And so you get new people, you elect the new people and try and get them in there. They can't do anything.
Like Eli's frustration the other day, Congressman Crane. Again, check out that video. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Please subscribe or follow me on the Rumble channel, the new page. I got the Rumble channel. All right. look, the Second Amendment is so important. We've got to protect the Constitution, especially the first 10 amendments are so important. I wish more people would know what those actually are rather than the junk they're stuffing in their head. One way you can do that is practice. Go to Timberline Firearms and Training, indoor shooting range, just 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Great place there. You can also buy a lot of good stuff there. Liberty Safes. They've got great accessories, firearms, ammunition, plus their training courses are top notch. Call them right now and book, no matter where you're at on the spectrum as far as your abilities, new, in the middle, expert level, Timberline Firearms and Training. They're going to be able to get you to that next level, and safety is paramount there. It's a great place. Timberline Firearms and Training, 928-526-7900. That's 928-526-7900. Or like I said, take a quick drive 5 minutes north of the Flagstaff Mall. Hang tight. Don't forget, we got Senator Wendy Rogers an hour or two. Stick around. Back in a few.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show. You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. I would love your comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Send those in. I would also like you to follow me on Rumble. Go to talkwithjeff.com. You'll see the link right there in the video. And I guess you can subscribe on YouTube, although I'm getting a little more frustrated with YouTube. And, of course, the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Look up the Jeff Horovitz Show and subscribe to the podcast. I put a lot of extra on there that you don't even hear on air, so I'd appreciate that if you would do me that favor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to the podcast all the time.
I'm not going to continue until you do it. Just play music.
Just wait.
We should play some more Oliver Anthony.
Yeah, some of the
Richmond
other songs.
North of... Yeah, there's... I've downloaded a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the music's almost over. I'll stop. I won't wait any longer. That did come up. That was one of the first questions. They played his song.
Really?
Yeah, had the video up there. Yeah. I mean, that guy's 2 weeks. He's just
you're in the
into
debate
it.
You're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. The GOP debate. They had his YouTube video, which is his YouTube song, mm-hmm. You know, with the cell phone and the... That's right. It's like Fox... Okay, let's think about this, Fox. You start off your debate basically playing... I mean, that video was available on Rumble, too, so he put it on multiple sources, right? But it got big on YouTube, right? You start off your debate doing a viral, you know, video
from someone else's platform.
Well, they may have played the Rumble one, but mm-hmm. but it got big on YouTube. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's the reality. That he recorded on his cell phone, and then you're like, okay, we don't want to make sure nobody gets any clips here or anything.
Yeah,
it's like you don't even connect that. And then they played a song, and it was. I don't remember who was first. I can't even remember the names. And it was like, you know, what is he talking about? You know, has he struck a chord, you know? And these people start talking about, you know, inflation a little bit. Yeah. And it's like, did they even know what, I don't know. You imagine Chris Christie and the Safeway. Well, no, where they got the AMP. Is that back east in New Jersey? They might have a Safeway. Yeah. I don't know. But he's at the old AMP if they still have that thing.
Yeah.
You know, walking around.
Like those of you back east, convenience store you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's out there buying, you know, his steaks and stuff.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, Pence had gas trouble. He had trouble pumping his own gas.
Couldn't even
hit the button. out of touch. Just
okay, so real quick, you were just talking about the amendments in the Constitution.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you at all concerned about this 14th Amendment issue with Trump?
Oh, you brought this up when we went to breakfast.
It says
morning.
In a condensed version, no person shall hold any office under the United States who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. That's like a shortened version.
Okay,
it's not the exact thing.
Because the question you brought up is,
will he
be
on
eligible?
The ballot in Georgia especially, and then will other states think doing the same thing?
I'm not a constitutional
then
scholar.
He can't, but if he's not on the ballot, he doesn't have the Electoral College.
Okay, but I don't know if they get him on get with the charges, these trumped up charges on insurrection or, you know, what was the other one?
Insurrection or rebellion?
Man, nah, I mean, that's not. I don't.
You don't think any of those are going to stick on the insurrection thing?
Because
of
I don't know.
Election.
But the question you asked me earlier is like, if you have a felony, can you be president?
Well, this is not this.
They didn't even know
this.
They didn't know what felonies were back then. It was like you got your hand cut off. Or
they're
something.
Saying he took an oath to support the Constitution, and now he's engaged in insurrection. It doesn't say he has to be convicted or anything like that.
I don't know. And I don't know what they're going
to
do.
The election in Georgia last time, you know how he was like trying to influence that and all that, and they're trying to get him now.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. Now, I guess that's where the importance comes in, back to where how he said it was like T-ball last night with the other Republicans. The importance of those candidates and the second place person is probably important because we are going to be getting into some uncharted waters.
There's a chance that could happen.
And with the deep state, they're going to do everything they can because they cannot have him become president. They cannot have him become president.
So
because
I think that what happens if he is not allowed ballot access in Georgia and then other states do the same, or they just make it impossible for him to get the electoral college votes.
I wish I knew the answer. And I think anybody that says they do is going to be like surprised when, you know, all of this actually hits the fan. Yeah. So I don't know, but it is a good, it's a good point. Bring up the 14th Amendment because I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. You guys know. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. I think they'll do whatever they can because for the reasons I mentioned, he's going in there to neuter the thing this time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I would agree if he gets if it. He's I just in don't a, know that
so
he
they
can.
Have to keep him out at all costs because he's going to be on a path of vengeance in there. Which I think the country may need, but I think could also be... I don't know which way it goes. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in troubled waters. That old song is definitely troubled
Simon
waters.
Simon Garfunkel song?
Yeah, is that who it is? We are in very troubled waters either way. Because if Biden wins, it's like we got a guy who's just like, you know, funny farm, you know? Mm-hmm. He's just one step out of the cuckoo's nest or whatever. Or maybe he's already in it. And somebody's in charge. We don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
Or they're going to put in a last-minute shill and it's going to be the same old thing. And $6 trillion budgets become $8 trillion budgets. Inflation cranks. We don't, they just decided to, some unelected bureaucrat, maybe it was, I'd have to look it back up, but the EPA or whatever, there's an agreement. They can't, a bunch of leases were just turned down, oil, for on government, like tons of them. So we're going to be important because they think we're going to electrify everything. We're not. We're going to need tons of oil still.
Well, don't you know, if they shut down any pipelines or drilling here in the U.S., we're going to use less oil.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have to.
Yeah. No. They'll just build a pipeline somewhere else in another country.
I know. And we'll pay more to get it here.
It's just ridiculous.
So. It makes no sense.
All right. Let's see. You want to do the abortion, or let's do the education question. Do you still have that
email?
I got it right here. If you,
oh, go ahead.
So education is a big thing that we talk about a lot here on the program. I wish, you know, I don't know if that came up last night because I didn't watch long enough. But ending the Department of Education,
they always say that
never gonna do it,
but they don't.
Somebody's asking for advice here. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. They have their kid in a local school, and this local school goes to like a camp every year, sixth grade camp. And she said she just listened to part of my climate change show, which has like been every show lately, but where everything's climate change. As a concerned mother, should I bow to the pressure to send my child to camp, to this camp? They make it very hard to say no, so I've heard from friends. I understand there is some value to the camp. However, I worry about the indoctrination aspect. They want to take my child and influence them on the evils of climate change. And they brought up something right from this is an FUSD school, Flagstaff Unified School District. Sixth graders explore ecology and forest health through the lens of climate change. Mm-hmm. So everything's climate change. Sixth graders explore ecology and forest health through the lens of climate change. 3 days of "You Are a Dirty Human." How'd you get up there? I walked. No doubt they will discuss how mankind is to blame for climate change. Of course they will. They'll express this all from a point that they are correct, and to suggest otherwise is foolish. Sending my child to be influenced by leftists for a couple of days without my guidance and oversight sounds like a bad idea. Am I overthinking this? Thank you. Concerned mom.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Well,
it's what, 3 days?
I guess, but
four days, 5 days.
Our kids did not go to that camp because we weren't in FUSD.
Pulled them. Yeah. We pulled them already.
Yeah. Right. So, and even our oldest one, they all did go to FUSD at some point, but never in the sixth grade. So we have not done that camp. I don't know, but
yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, the experience of that camp is probably
being outside, being with your friends,
than whatever and just being away from home and understanding that they can take care of themselves. And it's a learning experience, it's a growing experience for kids. And I mean, some kids maybe have never been away from home. And so it's a big, that's a big deal. And so I don't know about this child, but I would worry about the other 177 days that they're in FUSD schools.
Yeah.
More than the 3 days at the camp. I mean, maybe they're learning reading and math at those days too, but they're also exposed to whatever FUSD wants to do the other 177 days they're in school.
Yeah.
So unless you're there at all times,
you know, they're in that school, let's say 177 other days.
180, I think.
80 is the minimum, yes. And I wouldn't be as concerned with the 3 days that you're sending them to this camp. I mean, everybody, parenting is tough and everybody gives advice and it's worth, it's free advice, so it's worth what you pay. You're worried about this camp. I don't think that's the major concern here. I think trying to, as long as they come back and you say, let me talk to you about climate change
and I think
bring them, try to deprogram them.
Yeah.
But the bigger question is, and I look, parents make their own decisions. You know my stance on this, most public schools, especially Flagstaff Unified School District. Our kids wouldn't go there. I know it's hard. I know that's hard to hear. And you know my stance. Thank you for sending this email. I decided not to put my kids there. You may have a different reason for sending your kids there. I can't judge. I don't want to rip on that too much, really. But if they're staying in there, which obviously they are, you got to be more concerned with those other 177 days of the year and trying to bring, and you probably already do this, but the other perspective.
Right.
Because in the reading, in the math, in the science, they've probably got the climate change and not only that, but the environmental social justice, the diversity, equity, inclusion. They've sent out notices on this. Yeah. It's intertwined in the education. So they might actually get, it might actually be a break at the camp.
Yeah, who knows?
You might get less at that camp. Yeah. And you, all I can say is if they're going to continue in that school, they've just got to be constantly deprogrammed and checked. And you brought up a great example. You've got, on your dad's side, you've got.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, you can do your best, all your best, you know, work at home to like let your kids know how you feel, and but it does not mean that they're going to grow up and
follow,
you know,
your footsteps.
Follow that.
Yeah,
and I think that having being exposed to more than one view is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because that helps them make a decision and like weigh the pros and cons and. Kind of decide for themselves and like learn the critical thinking of, well, which argument do I like better and which thing do I like better? But yeah, I was telling Jeff earlier that like my grandparents on my dad's side were pretty staunch Democrats, especially my grandmother.
Staunch.
And, they raised four kids and
super conservative.
All four of them are conservative. Yeah.
Yeah. So you never know.
Yeah.
You never
no matter know. What you do. And she's like, I mean, it's hard for her to accept that. She kind of was like, at some point was like, I think I failed as a mother. Cause she wanted them to be Democrats and they're not.
So your point being, they could go to this school, FUSD, and they are going to get indoctrinated.
Yeah.
They're getting indoctrinated every day.
But then again,
we decided to send our kids to a private Christian school, Flagstaff
Christian school.
Yeah. Whew, I'm blank there. And I mean, they're getting the religious aspect. Some people might not want that, but some people would say, oh, they're getting indoctrinated every day. But we choose the indoctrination we want, I guess.
Yeah.
Just know, you have to know, and you do know, I know you know, that FUSD is indoctrinating diversity, equity, inclusion, climate change, all
every
this
other
stuff.
Day.
They're in it. It's in your face every day. That's the big thing that you got to keep pushing back against. And sad to say, I, and the reason why we didn't stay in some schools like NPA, we went to a charter school. Let's get on the board. Let's make the change. It's hard because it's going to take years.
Yeah.
And do you have that time? So
just
watch what they're learning and you got to constantly deprogram.
In addition to that, I learned really early on, and I'm thinking Isabel's like first grade year, you know, our first kid, their first grade year. I learned to not always listen to what other people think. And I just need to go with my gut.
Yeah.
And
I think
usually
they'll have fun.
That was the best thing.
I think your kid will have fun. I think they'll be less indoctrinated, even though they're spelling it out.
They'll have fun, though.
Yeah. All right. Or keep them at home and call the Blind Brothers. Get a nice set of blind shutters or shades and block all that stuff out. Call the Blind Brothers. They'll lay out all your options for you. They've got decades of experience. Angela and I got new blinds from them last year, I guess that was now.
It was about a year ago.
A year ago. Very nice blind. Still working great.
Yeah.
Still great. Yeah. So they did a great job, gave us a great price. When you call the Blind Brothers for blind shutters or shades, make sure you mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Get half off installation, and I highly recommend that they actually do the installation for you. 928-634-2423. That's 928-634-2423, or go to theblindbrothers.com. Final thoughts for this hour when we come back, plus Senator Wendy Rogers in hour two.
You're listening to the Jeff Horvitz Show.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical is a family-owned company. Brothers Adam and Ted Gettles have been servicing your HVAC heating, cooling, and plumbing needs in central and northern Arizona for over 30 years. Gettles High Desert Mechanical provides full-service, new construction, custom design, retrofitting, etc. The do-it-all. For service for the Verde Valley, Sedona, and Flagstaff area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical at 928-567-2200. For service in the Prescott and Tri-City area, call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, 928-772-2751. That's 928-772-2751 for Gettles High Desert Mechanical. All right, a couple quick thoughts here on this Supreme Court case in Arizona on the abortion issue in just a second. Remember, call Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona right now. They've got this great special, 35% off. Please take advantage of this. They put in extra discount there for just my listeners. So call them up. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show. Gutter Helmet's got the multi-patented reverse curve that'll deflect all those pine needles. It's the best system out there. It's not a leaf filter or screen. It comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. So really on performance end materials, really great warranty there. Call Gutter Helmet of Northern Arizona or text and take advantage of this great 35% off. Mention the Jeff Horvitz Show, 928-318-6555. 928-318-6555, or go to gutterhelmetnaz.com. Yeah, so the Arizona Supreme Court has agreed to hear this territorial days abortion law that's on the books from 1865 or 64 that makes abortion, 1864, absolutely bans abortion in Arizona at any time period. Right now we have a 15-week ban. Arizona Court of Appeals had previously blocked the old law, but the Supreme Court is going to hear this case. Not sure when, and then not sure if they override the appeals court, how it would impact the existing 15-week ban. So I don't know how you reconcile that. The current law carries a 2 to 5 year prison sentence for anyone that performs it. The abortion, that's one of the big keys. So we'll see what happens with that heated issue, especially going into the election cycle coming up. So it'll take quite a bit of time. These usually take many months to go through the process. Of course, that territorial ban that was on hold during Roe v. Wade during that whole time period. It's still on the books, but they never actually removed it. So
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Don't forget to subscribe or follow me on the video places, Rumble, YouTube. Also subscribe to the podcast. I appreciate everyone who's done that. Help us grow the show. Stick around. We've got Senator Wendy Rogers for hour two. That's going to be good. I always enjoy when she comes in. We're going to get a lot of info from her on everything going on in the state and beyond. Hang tight. Back in just a few. This hour of the show is brought to you by Ms. Kitty Steakhouse in Williams.
You're listening to The Jeff Horvitz Show.
All right, welcome everyone. Welcome to the second hour. Jeff Horvitz here. Happy to be back with you. Love to hear from you. Keep those comments coming. I know there's a lot of comments out there with everything going on with Trump and then after the GOP debate last night. So keep those coming in. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And don't forget to subscribe, or I guess it's follow is the correct terminology, to the new Rumble channel, and I appreciate people who are doing that. You get it right at the top of the page, talkwithjeff.com. That's talkwithjeff.com. Joining me in studio here, Senator Wendy Rogers. Senator, how are you doing today?
Great to be with you. Loving this weather here. It's so cool.
It's like finally, it's fall is almost upon us.
Yes.
Despite climate change, right?
Right.
Everything's climate change. The world's about to end. It just seems the same to me. We get monsoons, we get fall. People always freaking out about things. People have been freaking out about the masks. I'm one of them, Senator. I am concerned with the ramping up that I'm seeing out there of people, you know, we got to put on, you know, there's like six cases somewhere. Was that college back east? There's the studio, Lionsgate in California. And there's just this talk of masks coming back. I'm like, come on, not again.
I don't think the people will stand for it. And just before we went on, you and I were looking over the laws that we already passed in 2021 and 2022. Thankfully, the legislature did. And we just tweeted out, the Senate press release today.
Good.
That spoke to the fact that we're not going to let this happen.
Yeah. And people got to stand up to some. I was actually surprised and disappointed last time at how a lot of us stood up. You and I stood up, and so many of my listeners, so many people across America, right? But how many people put up with it for so long? I'm like, really? What won't you put up with? It was disappointing.
Well, I think also the data show that it's not efficacious. It doesn't work. People are on to the ruse, to the myth. And, you know, I travel and I talk to people and they know that it's just ridiculous. And I don't think they're going to fall for it anymore.
Yeah, even Fauci said that in the beginning. He was against the masks at first until he was for the mask. And why do you think they're doing this? Do you think this is a greater political push to get Biden back in the basement or something? Or what are they setting us up for? It seems like we're
that's a really great question. I read last night that they're already letting contracts, you know, for vaccines and so forth. So I think they're testing the waters again. I think they went further than they thought they could go with us being so compliant. And now they're testing the waters to see how much farther they can get this time around. I don't know what they think they're going to get as far as the reception is concerned, but, you know, and I mentioned this on another national podcast I was on yesterday. People sort of look askance at me when I say this, but I think we're sort of building up to this point where they're going to look for an excuse possibly to not have an election in 2024.
You think so? What leads you to that? What do you?
Well, you see the ramping up of these indictments of President Trump, mm-hmm. and you see also the ramping up of this effort to exclude him from the primary ballot in various states. And I think those two things combined sort of augur for the fact that they know that they can't sort of pull one over on us anymore. More and more people, independents, middle of the road, people who weren't paying attention before are now beginning to awaken. And so when you have this burgeoning juggernaut, as I call it, of people waking up and sort of realizing that they've lost a lot of control, then they're going to see how far they can get to try to control us. I think more and more people on the political front realize that most of the stuff against Trump is baseless when all of this stuff comes out on the opposite side with Biden and Hunter Biden. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost...
Or even back to Hillary with the smash drives.
And it's kind of this chronological cause and effect that you keep seeing, where if some nasty news comes out about the Bidens, then the next day Trump gets indicted for something else.
Yep.
And so now even in Arizona, there is a concerted effort likely from Hobbs through Mays to indict Trump and possibly two of my colleagues.
I've been seeing that, and obviously with the Georgia arraignment happening, and number four could be Arizona. Why couldn't it be 24? 24 blue states or 25 right. blue states and just absolutely go for it. And I don't know, the American people are getting pretty numb to this. I think they're getting numb to look the arraignments, the indictments, even that GOP debate last night that happened. And you had eight of them up there. And I talked about this last hour with my wife, Angela. She also brought up, by the way, the 14th Amendment push that's going on. And can Trump even get ballot access, especially if he's convicted, which it's hard not to get convicted of something when they throw 91, maybe 91 plus, and you have all these co-defendants. But on the debate side, I was comparing it with her to, it's like we had the kind of the little league thing going on with the eight up there. And no disrespect, there's some guys up there I think are really good people and I think have done a good job. There's some that I'm like, ugh, you know, seriously. But I don't even think people were paying attention to that or watching that. They more than watched Tucker's interview, I think, with Trump last night.
Oh, absolutely.
By far.
Tens of millions, as did I. Yeah. I mean, I sat there eating my Bash's deli sushi on my kitchen table watching the Trump Tucker conversation on my little, you know, iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it had, what, 80 million views?
Trump said today 200 million. Now, so that probably means 100. That's fine.
Oh, no. It was like 80 million in the first five
minutes.
Okay.
So it might be 200 million views. And that's crazy if you think about it. Like, well, here's a guy that got booted out of Fox, right? And then he goes and does his own thing. And 200 million views with the former president.
And he got asked by Tucker, doesn't this get you down? And he basically said, well, no, because everybody understands and sees through it and they support me. Mm-hmm. So he said, if my popularity numbers weren't so high, I might be down, but the opposite is true. And so what my kids used to say in homeschooling some days was, oh, Mom, let's have opposite day to day. That's what's happening. Mm. With the whole Trump phenomenon. And Steve Bannon, who, of course, I think has the number one podcast in the world politically, said that he had been thinking this over the last few days, and he has come to the conclusion, and this is a pretty dramatic statement, but I see what he's saying. He says, when it comes to one person and whether or not that person prevails, as to then the country prevailing, there's George Washington, there's Abraham Lincoln, and there's Donald Trump. Now, you can take exception to me comparing Trump to those two forefathers, but the point Bannon was making was that if Trump is taken down, that says everything bad about where our country is going.
I'm really nervous, and we're in this very dangerous point. Again, I was talking about this last hour that I'd like to see Trump go in there and clean house. I'm sure he has a list and shutting things down, firing people, and this and that. But then I know that the deep state and the powers that be are going to do everything possible to make sure that doesn't happen, because I could imagine what a second term looks like.
Yeah, he's already telegraphed all of the different ways that he would shore up the border and deport illegal aliens.
They're auctioning off his the border wall stuff and all that.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff's getting
a travesty.
Did you see the flood? I was talking about this with Congressman Crane the other day. That interview's up there too on Rumble. The floodgates. Did you see that one? The floodgates are literally
welded open. Yes.
You're watching people just funnel through. Right. Just no rush. Not like, hey, I got to sneak in. I got to run. I'm coming into another country illegally. Just nonchalant. Just coming in.
Well, it's amazing. It's a mockery.
It's a
mockery of our security. Of the Constitution and what the federal government is endowed to do, which is our defense.
Secure our defense, yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, I shouldn't say we because I'm not involved with this, but they're trying to secure the borders in Ukraine. You look at that and you're like, all this money, we're told $113 billion. I wonder what the actual amount is. But they're more worried about securing the borders of Ukraine and dealing with that issue over there than the American people. I think that's why, and one of the things that the few minutes I could stomach through the debate yesterday, because I'm just so sick of them. It's just the same thing every time. I've seen this movie time and time again. They started off with that Oliver Anthony, his song, that viral song about the Richmond north of Richmond. That's striking a chord with many Americans right now.
Yes.
People are fed up, and I think his words are hitting a chord. Resonate. Yes.
And I'll tell you who's most resentful are the folks on Maui. My husband and I have very close friends we've known for decades before we were married. Actually, the men of our two couples used to room next to one another as bachelors in the Air Force. So we've known this couple forever. And I actually tweeted out what she said. I asked her, what's going on over there? Now, admittedly, they live on Oahu and not Maui. Yeah. But, of course, my husband and I have visited Maui over the years. And I used to fly to Hawaii a lot when I was an Air Force pilot. And it is astounding, really, what she wrote me. She said, first of all, everybody is hyper-resentful about receiving $700 vis-a-vis the money that's sent to Ukraine. And so, of course, Biden got a terrible reception when he got there. And then there is a lot of swirling information about how residents were kept there and not allowed to leave and were told to turn back by law enforcement, which doomed them to death.
So
and
sad.
The ones who had kind of a sixth... excuse me, a sixth sense about knowing better and to go toward the clearer areas did. And they just swerved around the barricades and went on in their vehicles. They lived.
Yeah. It's another example of incompetence that's going on in government at all levels. But also possibly
malevolence, and we don't know,
yeah,
and
there's don't
a
know
lot
yet.
We don't know, and
yes.
There's a lot of covering up, and they fear there are whole families that were wiped out, and that's why
so
reported losses aren't as high as what they would have thought, because there's no one to report them.
Yeah, here's a sad thing, though, Wendy. These things disappear fast from the news cycle. You don't even really hear much about it right now because, you know, we're on to the debate. Then a plane got shut down in Russia. Then Trump arraignment in Georgia.
And that's as it seems probably either.
It just, the wing fell off. You're a pilot. The wing fell off and fell out of the sky. I mean,
there were two aircraft.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens there. Again, we don't know anymore.
No.
And back to like Maui or anything, remember just a few days ago we had Hurricane Hillary that came up and it was the end of the world, it was climate change. The FEMA director comes out and says, I need more money. All these more incidents that's happening. This one's going to be a disaster. And it's like, dud. And they say things, they warn us of things, then it doesn't happen. I don't know how the majority of America has any confidence in these agencies anymore. Go back to COVID, you know, 2 weeks flatten the curve, wear your mask, 6 feet social distance, all this crap. My hope is that people are waking up. But you know what, Senator? Government's way too big. But if we're going to have agencies that are supposed to warn us, I would like to have faith in them. I have zero to little faith in any of these agencies anymore, and that's a sad thing. That we can't rely on these people, that you're just questioning everything because you've been lied to continually.
Yeah, I think there's a huge feeling that way.
Yeah.
And so you have a local municipality, as it were, on Maui that completely botched it. And you wonder how intentional it was. And then you have nationally, we don't know what we're hearing is true. At the state level, I got to say, at least as your senator, I try to get the truth out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's hard, though, for people. And I think that's, again, back to that song, that's why it's resonating. People are frustrated like never before. All right, talking with Senator Wendy Rogers. If you got any comments, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. That's talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Get those in. Please, if you're watching the video, if you're listening back to the podcast, subscribe or follow or what's the other word? I don't know. Share would be good.
Repost.
Sharing, yeah, sharing is good. It's free. So I appreciate everybody who's doing that. All right, let's get into... I don't know. Why don't we hit on a couple, a court case here, Senator, when we come back. I got to take a quick break. You got this Mays versus Biden and the, I'm sorry, no, let's hit on the Hamiday. You want to hit on that when we come back? What's
you
going
bet.
On with Hamiday? If I can get my words out right. All right, hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a minute.
This is the Jeff Horowitz Show.
If you get a rock chip in your windshield, you know, that's when the rock comes up from the road and it causes that indention, that chip out of the shield before it starts spreading. Don't let it spread because then you're going to need a whole new windshield. I want you to call Diamond Auto Glass first. Don't call your insurance company. Don't make a claim because most of these places, they're running it through a nationwide glass shop. They're letting them answer their phones. And of course, that's where they're going to send you. And that may cause delays and it may take a lot longer to replace your windshield. Now, when you get a rock chip in your windshield, stop by Diamond Auto Glass as soon as possible. Right on 4th Street in Flagstaff, repairing a chip will stop it from spreading. It's going to save you from a costly windshield replacement. Done that before. We got a rock chip when we were pretty far away from Flagstaff on one of our big road trips, and by the time we got back to Flagstaff, it was pretty much, you know, spider-webbed all across. Diamond Auto Glass got us a whole new windshield, though. And by the way, now if I get a rock chip in my windshield, and this will pertain to you as well, you have coverage. You have chip repair warranty going forward. No appointment needed. Just stop on by. Most repairs take about 10 to 15 minutes. Always call Diamond Auto Glass first at 928-779-4140. That's Diamond Auto Glass at 928-779-4140, or go to thedifferenceisclear.com.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, welcome back. We're here talking with Senator Wendy Rogers. A big thank you to Just Wireless for all the work you do on my phones that I break all the time, and the cracked screens, charging ports, batteries, things like that. Just Wireless also has a great line of refurbished phones as well. Check that out. JustWirelessAZ.com. That's JustWirelessAZ.com. And again, appreciate all the work they do to keep this thing running. And since I'm a little cheap sometimes when it comes to this technology, I don't want to buy new ones. You're looking at my old phone, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go to them tomorrow and see if they can replace the battery in my iPhone 12.
Yeah, I'm very confident they can. So, all right, we're talking with Senator Wendy Rogers. Believe it or not, there's still an outstanding election. Well, there's a lot of outstanding election matters
too,
but let's hit on the one that I had Abe Hamaday, the Republican nominee for Arizona Attorney General, in this super, he was on a couple months ago, super close race. Obviously, I think it was 200 and something.
Right.
Votes
200
in the
votes.
End. Mm-hmm. And there's apparently, maybe you described this because I can't remember everything you said, but a box of those provisionals and all this.
9,000.
Okay. That's
9,000 ballots, provisional ballots, have not ever been counted. Hmm. And if you look at where they hail from, probably 75% would be for Abe Hamaday. So I checked in with him yesterday. He has asked for a retrial to please consider this. And also there was Hanky Panky in Pinal County, which I also represent and am learning more about as well. And that's being dived into.
Okay.
And so what you have, folks, these provisional ballots, and I have a family member that this happened to, many people have two homes, and so in Arizona. And so if you don't want to vote in one location and you want to vote in the other, what happened was these people got their voter registration changed without them knowing. So when they went to vote, they said, I'm here to vote, and the place where they were said, well, you're not registered. You can vote provisionally, because some maneuvering happened where they had their registration changed unbeknownst to them. And so the person faithfully voted provisionally and thought that his or her ballot counted when it didn't.
Okay.
And so this is what is sort of hanging in the balance in a limbo state. And what happened was, and I went to watch Hamaday out in Mojave County. County court,
okay.
Superior court rather. And the judge seemed sort of nonchalant, but I didn't really pick up on that too much. And what ended up happening was he said, no, you're not going to get a retrial. And now they're appealing to the Arizona Supreme Court to get a retrial. There is also some discussion on the fact that that judge has had a history of not meeting deadlines, of saying he was working on certain things when he wasn't. And he's just got a kind of a sketchy record. And this is, again, being described by a non-lawyer, but that's kind of how I understand it. So they have a very strong argument to have a retrial, and then all of this information can be considered. I am very optimistic, as is Abe, and I hope to see him installed as the Attorney General in the next 6 months.
Well, I'm looking at an article somewhere here in Arizona Republic. Court denies Hamaday's request to speed up election appeal. So to get this thing moving quicker.
Yeah.
It's still supposed to happen.
Right.
But how long does this take? I don't quite understand that, because if you have 9,000 odd ballots or whatever, and they're provisional, and okay, open it up and have both sides examine it there.
Right.
Open it, get the cameras out, this and that. And
right.
And let's figure this out. I mean, because all it does, if there's nothing there, there's nothing there. If there's something there and it changes the outcome in any way, which it probably would to some degree, just bring it out. Well, just bring it out. And then the people exactly. are like, okay, this is fixed. There's no question.
What you're really speaking to is this resistance by the courts to get involved. Mm. And it's very disheartening. And so that's why the side opposite says, well, nothing is ever proven in court. Well, it's because you can't get standing. And so he wants standing. He wants a review. And so then this comes over to the Carrie Lake discussion. Well, she has this case that's still wending its way through. She also has another case against her by Stephen Richer, the county recorder, mm-hmm. For defamation. But that's, in a way, sort of a hidden gem, because through that, discovery can be made. And guess what? There are a lot more truths that have come out in the last 3 to 4 months of all the hanky-panky that occurred in her election. And so the more you come at someone and badger them with lawsuits, oh, well, then we can include all this new data that has just come out. Yeah,
discovery can go either way.
Yeah,
you know, it's open
but
for
I think, remarkable how Carrie Lake has continued to fight across the country. She does speaking engagements almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, she's all over. I got to get her back on the show. I mean, it's. Do you think she's going to run for the Senate seat here against Kelly?
I think she'll be installed as governor.
You still hope that that's going to happen? See, I look at the Hamaday case and I say that one is like, that could go either way when you're talking 200 odd votes. Carrie Lake, I wouldn't be, if I was a betting man, I wouldn't be betting that she's going to be installed as governor. But Hamaday, and there's historic precedence, he brought it up that somebody happened early 1900s or something
like
that.
Well, that was the gubernatorial election.
Yeah, yeah,
so
it's like a year later or something. Okay.
But that was the gubernatorial.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and that was decided by the Arizona Supreme Court. Mm. I think the Carrie Lake situation will ultimately be decided by the United States Supreme Court. They have telegraphed that they want an election case. And this has, arguably, Carrie Lake has been the only sort of character on the scene and subject to this kind of situation, where she's had the wherewithal, the finances, and the excellence of attorneys and also research organizations that have combined to keep this as a very viable argument and case, multifaceted on so many fronts. So there's been nothing like her case before, either least of all on the state level, but mostly on the national level. If you look at other states where huge races were lost, take Pennsylvania, for example, the Senate race there, Dr. Oz, the gubernatorial race, my good friend, retired Army Colonel Doug Mastriano. Arguably, they won also, but they didn't have the attorneys, they didn't have the notoriety, they didn't have the wherewithal to mount a challenge, because it defaults to the result. It doesn't default to the challenger. Okay. So the challenger has an inordinate high bar to mount to be able to challenge.
Okay, when we come back, Senator, I want to get your take on the Grand Canyon National yes. Monument. This is a big one that took a huge chunk of already federally controlled land, but moved it up to another level of protection. So we'll hit on that in just a second. And if you got a comment, I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Go ahead and get those in. Don't forget, if you're selling a home, call my good friend Kelly Broaddus with the Broaddus Real Estate Group, brokered by eXp. She is the best out there. She does an excellent job. She's got a full team around her that's going to make sure that they get a lot of eyes on your home. Demand goes up when you get a lot of eyes. She was on the program last week. She talks about staging your home. Check that out. Go to talkwithjeff.com. Staging your home, drones. She had all this stuff, all this detail that I was like, oh, I didn't even know you did that. I just thought you took a picture on your iPhone. But no, that's why you hire someone like Kelly Broaddus. Give her a call, 888-446-5602. That's 888-446-5602, or go to northernarizonafinehomes.com. You can also find the value of your home right there without even having to talk to anyone. northernarizonafinehomes.com. Back in a moment.
This is the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Hi, this is Jeff Horovitz, and I started FlagstaffForLease.com several years ago to provide homes and office space in the Flagstaff area. Check out my current listings up at Flagstaff, the number 4Lease.com. That's FlagstaffForLease.com. We've got everything from 1 to 4 bedroom homes available right now. Also, we have office space. Single room suites up to larger spaces are now available up at FlagstaffForLease.com, or call 928-526-7909. FlagstaffForLease.com is an equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
All right, Senator Wendy Rogers is here with us. I'd love to hear from you. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. Email me anytime. Also, please hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, whether you're on the podcast, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you're at. I appreciate everybody who has done that. Check out some of the other videos and podcasts as well. Senator Rogers, let me ask you about this one, the Grand Canyon National Monuments, and I have to apologize, I cannot pronounce the Navajo name. Sorry about that, but it's people are probably referring it to as Grand Canyon National Monument. I think it's 1 million acres that was added, like a buffer around the Grand Canyon. Uranium mining is kind of a big issue that people are concerned about. I'm not as concerned about that aspect, but I can actually understand why, especially folks in Navajo Hopi would have concerns about uranium, because they really got shafted after World War II with all the stuff that was remaining up there. So I get that, but I think, why don't we clean that stuff up and, you know, not create this huge federal control? Your thoughts on the Grand Canyon National Monument?
Well, it's a great point, and really it speaks to the larger issue, as you alluded to, of federal overreach. And you and I have discussed a number of litigation actions that the Arizona Senate in particular, and I was even astounded when I saw the list, that we, the Arizona Senate, are a party to. And first of all, by the way, everybody, we didn't even adjourn. The Latin term is sine die. Okay. We didn't even do that until the 31st of July. What? I thought you guys always went only until the 30th of June, when the 11th hour budget was submitted by the state constitution dictate. Well, as many of you know, we did the budget back in May.
Yeah.
And we stayed in session until the 31st of July. Because right now, the Arizona legislature, the Senate in particular, if I may say, is the adult in the room, as it were, in the state of Arizona, because you have a runaway executive. And this is, and now in concert with federal overreach. Yeah. And I'm going to read to everybody real quick. On August 8th, 2023, Biden designated nearly 1 million acres of land near the Grand Canyon as a national monument. This declaration grossly exceeds Biden's power under the 1906 Antiquities Act, which requires designations to be, quote, confined to the smallest area, close quote, necessary to protect specific landmarks, structures, or objects. Update. The Arizona Senate plans to retain outside counsel to investigate and work up the necessary factual and legal theories to challenge the monument designation. So, again, this is where, in a way, the Senate is acting as the state attorney general. I mean, this is a one of many, many litigation actions.
You have a big list there, yeah.
And but for the leadership in the Senate, Warren Peterson and the really first-rate attorneys that we have now in the Senate, Josh Credit, Rusty Crandall, who's a former judge, we have some very fine minds here at work. These aren't just administrative flunkies who couldn't get a job in civilian life. No, these are first-rate attorneys. Thank goodness that we have them and that we have this willingness to enforce the law.
It's a long process. Anytime you challenge these things, of course, I'm glad to see it. Look, if you want the Grand Canyon National Monument, I heard many people, I think the Navajo Nation was pushing for it. I heard county supervisors pushing for it and saying, Biden, do the Antiquities Act. You got to do it and take it. To me, that smacks of, would you be happy on the other end if something you totally disagree with, and they say, basically, you have a dictator and you wave a wand and you say, I'm going to grab this, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to use the Antiquities Act. Go through Congress. Mm-hmm. Go through Congress and do it. Why can't we do anything in that deliberative process anymore and prove to the people, and they go back to their constituents, that this is a good thing? Here's what I get concerned about. Arizona, and I need to do this, compare Arizona, the actual land size, if you knock out all the federal land and all, it's like 18% private property.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're Rhode Island, but we ain't as big as we think, really, because the feds have so much control here. And we've seen the devastation with forest fires and the lack of stewardship of the land, quite honestly.
Absolutely. And I'm sure our Congressman Eli Crane can speak a lot to this, too. Yeah. Again, this is a, just as you said, a federal overreach without consent of the governed. And they're getting away with this on so many fronts. Mm-hmm. And they're continuing to push. And until we rise up and stand firmly, it's going to continue.
Let me ask you about that, because I was going to go there. Rising up and standing firmly. Is there enough Americans who are doing that? I know a lot are. But I've been doing this show for, 7 years? I've been involved with this stuff for a long time, before that even. And I'm always shocked at how many, again, going back to where we started the conversation, people that didn't stand up during COVID. And what is it going to take? Are people so distracted? Are they, I don't know, fat, happy, rich?
They've traded convenience.
Convenience. I mean, we have, despite the economic problems, despite all these issues, the people in the West and people in America especially, they live a life that the rest of his 5,000 years of recorded history would be like, wow, really? This is like fantasy stuff. This doesn't exist. For the past 100 years, let's say. Is it going to take some kind of calamity, probably economically, for people or otherwise, for people to wake up and say, oh, maybe things weren't quite the way I thought. Now I do have to say, what's it take? I guess I'm asking you, Senator Rogers.
That's a great question. I think it takes it happening personally to you. And I think of my office mate, Anthony Kern, who is the senator for Glendale and Peoria down in the valley. He is closely involved with school boards right now.
Good.
And families are really seeing how the education is affecting their kids. They're seeing the locker rooms invaded by the opposite gender. They're seeing sports programs going away or being polluted by this agenda. They're seeing their tax money go to, and that's one of these other litigation acts we're involved with, on state money going to transgender operations.
The surgery, yeah.
And people are really starting to wake up. Mm-hmm. And Trump spoke to this in his interview yesterday with Tucker. I don't know if it's going to be a precipitous, calamitous event. I mean, certainly that could happen. But I think gradually it's accelerating more quickly. And again, it's how much you're willing to put up with. And so if someone has an unfortunate incident happen where, say, for example, an illegal migrant has a hit and run and kills their loved one? I mean, that's an example. Or if the schools are going downhill, or there's a crime where there didn't used to be crime. I think people are starting to see that closer and closer to home. Now, the question really is, will we wake up in time to make a difference?
That's a good point. Or will you be like, I wish I had said something earlier, and you're the old saying, the last one there, hanging alone or hanging together. Wasn't that one of the founding fathers was saying that? I apologize. I don't have the exact quote. I don't have the memory capacity to remember all that stuff. I do worry about that, too, because I think people, I hate to push this, but that Oliver Anthony song where he's saying they know, you know, people know, they know in their heart, they know in their mind, they know something ain't right.
Right.
Even if they're not screaming about it just yet, it's right there.
Yes.
It's right there for most people.
You know, you can't say that you weren't warned. I often think about that. You know, I talk to people about, are you getting gold and silver? Are you, amassing provisions,
food, right? Water.
I ask people these things when I travel. And, you know, I ask old military friends, like, you know, we were in Colorado last week. And I get a variety of answers sort of across the spectrum of, and I'm not saying what is right or wrong, but some say, yes, I have property 150 miles away from where my urban work center is. It's out in the farmland. I have 6 months of provisions. I'm feeling pretty good about that. Mm. I've talked to someone who said that.
Yeah.
And then you go to the opposite end of the spectrum, which is, if it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And then there's something in between.
Party on.
You know? And so it's, but it's on people's minds.
It is. Yeah,
it's definitely on people's minds.
And it should be.
They feel like the frog in the proverbial boiling pot.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll leave it at that, which is hopefully enough people in time and it doesn't come to something worse. And I think that's what's on a lot of people's minds. So, Senator Rogers, I always appreciate the time you spend here on the show. That door is always open for you. So
thank you, Jeff.
I know that my listeners appreciate it, too. It means a lot, because sometimes we don't hear from the people, our representatives. So appreciate it. And we'll get you back in here soon before the crazy session begins again.
Well, yeah. and do please, everyone, follow Jeff on Rumble, because Rumble is a very, very good video platform. It's become really the platform of the day. It's not corrupt. It's not co-opted. Rumble.com, you can download the app on your phone, and I will promote you.
I appreciate that. That's where this video is at, and I hope that maybe we don't even get that strike. The blue UN warning I keep getting on the other one on YouTube.
Persevere.
Thanks a lot. All right, Senator Rogers, we'll talk with you soon. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Love to hear from you. Send me an email, talkwithjeff@icloud.com. And also keep subscribe. Please subscribe. Please follow the video if you're on Rumble, our new account on there. Subscribe to the podcast as well. And share that with some friends and family. Appreciate everyone that's doing that. Last year, Angela and I did a refinance, and we went to Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans. She did an excellent job for us. If you're looking at doing a refinance, maybe you need a cash out refinance. Maybe you're buying another home, a second home, maybe off-grid property, investment properties. Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, she's got a program for you. Here's the deal with Nova Home Loans. It's Arizona's largest privately owned mortgage lender, but they can also act like a broker so they can find the best programs for you. And by the way, if you mention a Jeff Horvitz show when you go to Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans, you get $250 off the lender's fee at closing. Call Kim Dawson at 928-310-6458. That's Kim Dawson at Nova Home Loans at 928-310-6458, or go to novahomeloans.com/Kim Dawson. Kim Dawson, NMLS 697411. Nova Home Loans, NMLS 3087. BK number 090242. Equal housing opportunity, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Final thoughts when we come back.
You're You're listening to the Jeff Horovitz Show.
Don't forget that August is pet month at ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Remember, this is where you turn to if you want your carpets cleaned correctly, if you want your tile floors done right, if you want the fabric on like your couches, even on vehicles. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. They're going to take care of you. And like I said, August is pet month. So at ZeroResNorthernArizona, you get 20% off pet related services with the promo code Puppy Love, all one word, capital letters. Go do this right now. Go ahead and have them come on in and take care of those pet odors. They do a wonderful job. ZeroResNorthernArizona.com. Enter in promo code Puppy Love, all one word, Puppy Love. Get 20% off. You got any questions? ZeroResNorthernArizona. They're gonna talk to you and help you out. 928-378-8888. That's ZeroResNorthernArizona.com at 928-378-8888. Okay, on tomorrow's show, my weekly roundup, I'll get you caught up on all the Georgia craziness. We'll wrap up another very busy week, plus ESG impacts, the electrification myth, our failing schools, Fed inflation, and more importantly, what you can do about it. A special show, or a couple segments at least, with Glenn Least and Mark Howitt. So tune in for that. A busy Friday coming up. I hope you all have a great, safe night. Take care. Be back here tomorrow. This is Jeff Horovitz, and if you listen to my show, you know that I recently had the blinds replaced in my house. And when we decided to get this done, obviously we called my friends at the Blind Brothers, and we weren't going to deal with anybody else because this is a great Northern Arizona company. They don't use subcontractors, so you know who you're dealing with. Now, the Blind Brothers came in. They laid out all the options for us. We picked out, my wife Angela and I, a great set of blinds. They gave us a great price. We opted to have them do the installation, which they can do for up to half off the price, as well as any other advertised specials. It's a great deal. They came in, they took out all the old blinds, got rid of them, hung the new blinds. They work perfect. We are very, very happy. I want you to do your neighbors a favor. Call the Blind Brothers for a free estimate at 928-634-2423. I know you're going to be happy. That's 928-634-2423. Or go online. They have great monthly specials at theblindbrothers.com. You know, it is a beautiful time of year to take just a nice 30-minute drive from Flagstaff West onto I-40 to Williams. And why don't you pop in and say hi to former Mayor John Moore at Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in downtown Williams on Route 66. Miss Kitty's Steakhouse features a huge variety of steaks. I absolutely love their steaks there. Every time I go out to Williams, I stop by Miss Kitty's Steakhouse. I've also got a great selection, great menu of poultry and fish. And they're open from Monday. Oh, they're open every day of the week from Monday through Sunday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also, don't forget to check out Miss Kitty's Steakhouse breakfast menu. First-class breakfast between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. all throughout the week as well. For more information, you can go to MissKitty'sSteakhouse.com. That's MissKitty'sSteakhouse.com on those busy Friday and Saturday nights when everybody's going out to see Old Town Williams right there on Route 66. Why don't you call for a reservation at 928-433-5889. That's Miss Kitty's Steakhouse in Williams on Route 66.